What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So Wendy told us this story about Jennifer Love Hewitt and her boyfriend.
Yeah, her and Jamie Kennedy broke up apparently over the weekend, but sources are saying it's been several months, but she was holding out for this book that she has coming out called The Day I Shot Cupid, and presumably we're going to find out why they broke up. But yeah, she held off for several months on announcing their breakup until this past weekend when the book comes out this week.
Just so they could promote the book
when
it came out. Mm-hmm. So it occurred to us that there's got to be other people who've held on to. Melissa brought up, well, I'm not going to announce my divorce 3 months before my sister gets married.
Right.
Like that type of situation.
Right. You don't take attention away.
Maybe you're up for a big promotion at work and you don't want to tell your boss that you're going through a divorce because then he might say, well, you're not, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to be focused on other things.
Right.
So 404-741-Q100. We're looking for two interesting angles. One, why'd you keep it a secret, your breakup? Mm-hmm. And two, how long were you able to keep it a secret for?
Because this one was several months, so I'm assuming three.
Hey, Christy, how are you?
I'm doing good.
What's going on?
I kept it a secret for 2 months from my mom just because she was a soldier in Afghanistan. She's home now.
Okay.
But I didn't want to upset her with that, so I kept it a secret. It's just weird now because now she's home, and for her, it's like a less amount of time that we've been split.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already seeing someone else, and it doesn't feel right to her.
Right. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
So she never had the breakup time.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Were you were you married, or was this a divorce? Or
we were just engaged.
Okay.
Engaged. Okay. Oh. That makes total sense. Yeah. If I had a parent, or even if it was a sibling, or mm-hmm. somebody deployed, yeah, you don't want to give them any more stress than they are already under. You know.
Right. Hey, Cam, how are you?
Great.
Good. What are we talking about here? A divorce? A separation?
Well, it's a divorce, but okay. It's not me. My brother-in-law and his wife divorced probably close to 21 years ago.
Okay.
And they were probably separated or divorced for probably a year or so when they got back together.
Mm-hmm.
And they since had a child, and the child's probably close to 20 years old, but it's like 21 years later, and they live together, but they are still not married, but everyone refers to them as married, and my in-laws and her mm-hmm. parents, and no one knows that they divorced except for a few friends mm-hmm. and a couple of family members.
I just have clear a little confusion. When you say your brother-in-law's wife, is that not your sister?
No, it's my husband's brother.
Your husband's brother.
Okay. Okay, that was
there
a
second. I was like,
me and Melissa stared at each other. Wouldn't that be your sister?
No.
Okay.
No, but both sets of parents really didn't agree with divorce, and
mm-hmm.
So they never told their parents, and only a few friends knew, and my husband knew, and
right.
And I knew them for years, and I was married to my husband and in the family when he finally told me, and I was so amazed, but mm-hmm. And they still live together to this day, so I guess legally they're considered married, but they never officially remarried.
Right.
Hey, well, they just pretend the divorce didn't happen.
Yeah,
you know, if we never talk about it, we never look at it, it's
mm-hmm.
not really
Well,
there.
What's funny is that they're probably more relaxed
mm-hmm.
that they're not married.
Hey, Haley, welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Haley.
Oh, I'm so excited. well, my parents not delayed, but they didn't tell my great-grandmother about their divorce for like 8 months, and then they got remarried after she passed away.
Oh, really?
So they never told her?
Yeah. Nope, they never told her that they were divorced them or anything.
What was the reasoning?
You said they got remarried.
Yeah, they did the next year.
Well, it's good that they didn't then, because I'm assuming they didn't tell her, because why upset somebody who's 350 years old?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. She was close to that, but
right, and then she ends up passing away, and they get remarried. It's almost like a way to ruin grandma's last year.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks
for the call. Now, so.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
All these people getting back together.
Hey, I know there's a lot of goodness.
I want somebody to stay apart.
Hey, Hannah, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hi.
What's going on?
I found out during a college project where I was doing some stuff with my family tree.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother blurted to me accidentally that she had divorced my papa like years before, And he had passed away when I found out, and nobody knew in the family except for my mother. And there's three other kids in the family, and then she accidentally told me, so I knew. But it had been like 20 years or something, so and nobody knew that they had divorced. And they did it to qualify for a grant to build a house.
So it was 20 years since their divorce when she blurted it out to you, but nobody knew.
Nobody knew.
So were they still living together?
Yeah, they still lived together and did everything like normal. They just did it so they could like have separate finances to qualify for this loan program to build their house.
Wow. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
It's a good reason, though.
Hey, Mike, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Hey, thank you.
My grandma and my grandpa divorced each other when my father was 5 years old and kept it from him and the entire family until he was 20.
Really?
What was the reasoning behind that?
They just didn't want them to know that they were divorced. They slept in the same bed, lived in the same house, didn't even date other people.
I
think older generation, I mean, I could see where, because all these stories about grandparents, I mean, if you didn't believe in divorce and you don't want anybody to know and you don't want the community to know, then I could see where but that's, talk about miserable life.
I mean,
no disrespect.
But I think the pointed question is, why bother just going through the divorce if you're still going to live together and stay in the same room and not date anyone?
You're kind of still together.
Yeah. Hey, Erica, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hey. Basically, my situation is my parents live in another state, and they came down when I got married. We have a 3-year-old son, and we got separated about 2 years ago, and my parents still do not know. So,
are you living together?
No.
Are you seeing other people?
Yes.
Okay.
And why haven't you told your parents?
Basically, my parents are Catholic, so the whole divorce thing, I mean, I'm eventually going to have to tell them.
Yes.
Yeah, you think?
but I just quite haven't gotten around it. I mean, there's been a lot of health issues with them, both of them. They're elder, and over the past 2 years, so I just haven't found the right moment. And it's not like he was really involved with them anyway. I mean, he went up. They came down for the wedding, and they've only met him like because they're so far away. He came home for Christmas like 2 or 3 years, and I mean, they ask about him when I talk to him, and I'm like, oh yeah, he's fine. But you know,
when you do tell them, will you tell them that it's been 24 months, or will you just say like it just happened?
I probably will not tell them it's been that long. No.
Well, I would suggest. I mean, are you seeing anybody else? Seriously now?
No.
Because the you have to be careful about using that as a reason to tell them, because if you're not going to say it's been this long, mm-hmm. you at least have to tell them in enough time for them to, you know,
right.
have time
yeah.
between
no, I mean,
him
I've,
and somebody
I've,
else.
I'm seeing someone, but it's not serious, and I know that he's seeing someone just now, started seeing another person. And we have a 3-year-old, so we kind of, we already have visitation set up, and he has his days and I have mine. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's gone pretty smoothly. So I'm just going to have to kind of come out one day and be like, well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when you make that decision, what you'll need to do is call the Bird Show up and share it with
yes.
us. A little, you know, the day before you're going to do it and then
Duh.
The day and then the day after. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Good
Bye.
Listener.
The Bird Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.